If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Before we get to speed jokes, I just want to mention this. Dave Carr from Canada, who sends us jokes frequently and won a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, received a second coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, which is shocking to me because it costs like $1,000 to send a mug to Canada for some reason. And when Dave won the very first coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, the first time we awarded one, we randomly selected a name and we pulled Dave Carr from Canada out. He got it, but then Marlene Wells, who handles all of the shipping and many things for us here, said, never again are we sending a mug to Canada. It's going to break the bank. And yet, I got this note yesterday, 9:10 Eastern Time. A delivery man dropped this small box. See picture. What? Oh, what could it possibly be? This is so exciting. It's a big box. It says glass, fragile, America. I don't know if you remember, John, but Marlene Wells wrote and asked for my mailing address, and I wrote back, invoking my favorite John Williams exclamation, hokey smokes, on a shipping mug to Canada, which I actually thought had originated with her in marketing. But she asked for my address again, and look what showed up. I do seriously want to thank you for the continued entertainment, not just the speed jokes, but the rich variety of information your merry band of outlaws serve up each morning. I will continue to strive for the best of victory each Friday morning. And again, hope if I win any more mugs, they continue to go to people who have signed their names mugless or some variation thereof. Ultimately, the thing is, this is fun. Thank Marlene for me, says Dave Carr in Canada. Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. I'm thinking, there goes the Christmas party. We spent all the money shipping the mug to Canada. We got a joke here sponsored by Team Hochberg from Brian Holbus in Milwaukee. I believe that's Father Holbus in Milwaukee. And Greg in Naperville and Rob Hacker in Burbank and Richard from Northbrook. I got one from Bob Weniger in Hanover Park and Kent Heisner and Piatone and Pete Siegman of West Chicago. James Wing is celebrating my birthday month in Southwest Michigan. Dennis Pazina in Wakanda. We got one from Ed and Lyle and Dave in Canada. Ed and Lyle is the proud owner of a WGN Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here's one from Steve from St. John, Indiana, and many, many more. This is ridiculous, Andy. It's July the, what is it now, 7th, and people are still shooting off fireworks. Last night, one of them almost caught my Christmas tree on fire. You know why humans can't hear a dog whistle?
No.
Because dogs can't whistle. Come on, Andy. You know, the Culligan man fell into a big humidifier. He's going to be missed.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray an arresting officer and John Williams will star as a mime.
You have the right to remain silent.
I was just trying to be funny when I told my wife that if she wanted to lose some weight, she should put some Slim Fast in her laundry. The next day, I found some white powder in my underwear, and I said, what's this? And she said, Miracle-Gro.
Hey, John, what do you give Uncle Sam if he has a runny nose?
A hanky-doodle.
What would you call Uncle Sam if he slept around?
Skanky-doodle.
What if he were tall and thin?
Lanky-doodle.
If he was cheating on his wife?
Hanky-panky-doodle. Speaking of which, Andy, now that summer is here, I was thinking...
John, I don't want to read any of your
have
books.
Have you read Love In at Cactus Flats by I Need a Tweezer?
That's not a real book.
Oh, yes, it is. And here's A Tour of America's Outhouses by Anita Tinkle. Here, read I'm Fine by Howard Yu. And here's my copy, Andy, of Big Fart by Huge Ass.
Just stop.
Do you have Downpour by Dwayne Drops? Or Surprise by Omer Gosh. It's a sequel to Golly Gosh by Gee Whiz.
And in sports.
Here, Andy, read this. Come On In by Doris Open. And here's my copy of Get Moving by Shake a Leg.
You're not going to stop, are you?
I got one more. Read I Hate the Sun. Now, who do you think would have written that book? Read I Hate the Sun by
Gladys Knight.